Hi, it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? You know, I was doing this one time in front of a little friend of mine, and when I went like this and said, please won't you be my neighbor, that little friend of mine just laughed and laughed. I guess I was sort of using a shoe the way you'd use a ball. I have a lot of balls here today. I'll show them to you. You know, there are lots of different kinds of balls in the world. Yeah, well, here's a pretty one right on the top of the basket. Here's one. I guess you'd use that for, you know, just throwing outside or throwing in the water. Nice. You can do more with balls, you know, than just throw them and catch them. Sure, you can bounce them. And you can roll them. Do you know anybody who bowls balls? I don't have a bowling ball, but you can roll them. Yeah, here's one. You know what kind of ball that is? That's a basketball. Yeah. Now, there's a strange-looking ball. But for people who play soccer, they know that ball very well. Yep, that's a soccer ball. This one looks like a soccer ball, but it isn't. Nope, it's a volleyball. Ever watch people play volleyball? A big high net, try to get it over the net, back and forth. What kind do you think that is? What kind of ball? It's not round. No, not round like those other balls. But it's a football because you use your foot with it a lot. You know, your foot to kick it. When you kick it, sometimes it goes and makes a nice pattern like that. Here's a ball that's very, very soft. That's a good ball to use inside the house. Most of these balls you shouldn't use inside the house. Soft ball. There's a ball that's really called a soft ball, but that's for an outside game. Here's one with a number on it. See the number two? It has a number there, and then over on the other side, too. That's for billiards. Balls like that on a table. You hit them with a stick, and they go all over different tables and try to go into holes. So many different things to do with balls. I have friends who even go, you know, one, two, buckle my shoe, three, four, close the door, five, six, I'll get that ball, five, six, pick up sticks. It's called a ball bouncing kind of a song or a rhyme. Look at this tiny one. That's for jacks.
throw the ball up in the air and pick up the jacks, and then... Here's an old ball. Well, this is a tennis ball. And this is an old one that was broken. Thought you might like to see what it looked like before I threw it away. Inside. See the inside there? Yeah. This is a baseball that you can see the inside too. It needs to be sewn up again. You and I are interested in the insides of things, aren't we? Sure, we're interested in lots of things. I often think, I wish that I could look inside the telephone. I hear the voice, but I wish that I could see. I'm interested in things like the telephone. I'm interested in many, many things. I wish that I could look inside our trunk at home. It's very old, and I'm not supposed to look. I'm interested in things like our trunk at home. I'm interested in many, many things. I see the pictures in the book, and someday I'll know what the words all say. If I wait long enough, maybe I could cook even hot things, or drive the car, or saw the wood, or look in the trunk. Someday I'll make my way okay. Still, I wish that I could look inside big people's things, especially things that I'm not supposed to see. I'm interested in all those big people things. I'm interested in many, many things. But I can wait, and later on you'll see, I'll still be interested, always interested. In many things, in many, many things. I hope that you can be interested in many things as your life goes on. And you just look at the ones that you can look at now. Yeah. You know, I was just thinking here. Here are two basketballs that look very much alike. Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. Oh, it's almost time for the Nelsons to come. I did tell you about Barry and Gary Nelson, didn't I? Oh, I must have forgotten this time. I know you like to know what's going to happen, but these are two very big boys who are extremely good basketball players, and they're supposed to come over today. I've wanted you to meet them for a long time. Yeah. You're going to be surprised when you see them. Well, for one reason, they're very tall. And another reason, they look very much alike. Because you see, Barry and Gary Nelson are twins. Yeah. Oh, that may be they now. Let's look and see. It is. Come in.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Now, these are the Nelson brothers that I was telling you about. Barry and Gary Nelson. I'd like you to meet my friend. Come on in, won't you? I've just been showing them some different balls. I know you're familiar with balls like that.
Yes, we are.
Did you mind that I introduced you as the Nelson twins?
Not at all. We're used to that now, but we'd like to be considered a little bit different.
Well, I'm sure you are different. Some of my friends know what it's like to be twins because some of them are twins. Could you help us to understand a little better what being like a twin is like?
Well, you see, Barry and I were born just 2 minutes apart. Barry was first, and 2 minutes later I came. And even when we were born, we were very much alike. But as we grew older, we still had the same outward appearance, but we changed in different ways. We both went our different ways.
So now you're very different as young men, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
You have, but you still have a common interest in basketball. Would you mind coming outside and showing us some of the things that you do with the basketball?
Okay, Mr. Rogers. Well, you see, before every practice, it's necessary for the ball players to warm up so they're used to the feel of the ball and just to practice, get more practice in. And we do this just dribbling around and just playing with the ball so we get used to the feel of it. And, well, we do that all summer sometimes to just increase our better ball handling.
So it really feels like it's part of you, so that whenever you catch it somewhere, why, you know exactly what to do with
yes.
it, by second nature. Yeah?
Uh-huh.
What do you do with yours?
I just play around a little bit, not a whole lot.
Boy.
Just to get used to it.
It looks easy, but it sure isn't. you know, I have a film of one of the games that you played in not too long ago. Inside. Should we go in and take a look at that?
Yes, that sounds like a good idea.
Good. Come along. I like the way you're able to get it clear down there.
Well, that's a lot of practice for that.
I'm sure it is. Why don't you sit down?
Okay, sir.
In a real basketball game, Barry and Gary Nelson wear basketball clothes. They look a little like underwear, I guess, don't they? Let's ask Picture to show us a real basketball game in which Barry and Gary Nelson are playing. Just a little bit of one, okay?
Well, this is before the game that we have the films of. You can see.
There I am, 54, Gary.
And I'm standing out there already, number 52, Barry. There I am, right there.
They're introducing us to the crowd before the game. Get everybody familiar with us.
As you can see, these games stir up quite a bit of excitement with the crowd. There's Barry again on defense.
How do you help each other in the game?
You just try to watch and see which man is open to pass the ball to, or, you know, like right there, trying to help him up off the floor when he falls.
Yeah. There you are, dribbling.
Yeah, so that's just before I was shooting a foul shot.
Here we are running down, just getting ready to play defense.
Cheerleaders are a very important part in the game.
So, well, I can see you really help each other with playing basketball. Tell me one thing, do twins ever get mad at each other?
Well, boy, do we ever.
But someone better watch out when we both get mad at them. Because it's really bad.
Oh, you can team up that way, too.
Yes.
I better rewind this. Oh, look, it's going backwards.
We could never run that fast backwards.
Here it goes.
Isn't that strange going through
going back to the hoop.
I better stop that. That's sort of like make-believe. You know, every time my television friend and I get together, we pretend that we go to a neighborhood of make-believe. Would you allow us to pretend that you're there today?
How do we get there?
Well, a little red trolley, I'll show you. There's the trolley, you see?
Oh, there comes.
Trolley. We're going to pretend that Barry and Gary Nelson, famous basketball players, are in the neighborhood of make-believe today. Will you pretend that with us, too? Okay. To the neighborhood of make-believe, then.
Sometimes it goes in and sometimes it doesn't. pleasant. Oh, X, I'm so proud of you. You're really learning.
Oh, gosh, Lady Evelyn.
Got it in again.
You've been a big help.
Oh, well, all I'm doing is just holding the basket.
Oh, no, you're doing more than that.
I am?
Yeah, I mean...
What am I doing?
I can tell you like me whether I throw the ball in the basket or not.
I do like you, X. It's you I like.
Oh, thanks.
Oops. It's not the things you wear. And not because you fly in the air.
Fly in the air.
But it's you I like. The way you are right now.
This very second.
The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your door.
My door.
It's just beside you.
It is beside me here.
But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your feathers, your eyes, your feelings. Whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember.
Even when cause I'm a blue owl.
Yes.
That
it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you.
It's very you.
Wow. You
I like.
It's you I like. X the owl.
Oh, thanks, peekaboo I like.
Peekaboo.
That makes it easier for me to grow.
Oh, glad, X.
Sure it does.
Well, bye-bye.
You on your way.
I'm on my way. It's you I like.
Thanks.
Oh, and it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings. Whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember. That it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you I like.
Oh, I'll just never get it, Lady Elaine.
What's going on?
Oh, here we go again. Oh, he's working with the... I'll try it once more.
You're dead.
See?
Oh, shall I get it, Lady Elaine?
Oh, no, dear. I'll get this one for him right down here.
How, Lady Elaine? You're way up here.
Oh, I know, dear, but you just wait and see. Boomerang, toomerang, sumerang.
Lady Elaine.
See, dear? Oh, I've had good practice. I've been doing it all day. Oh, I'm sorry, Lady Elaine.
Oh, it dropped. That's all right, Daniel. Here's one.
Here's one for him. I don't think I'll try again.
Oh, Daniel, try again. Have you been helping him, Lady Elaine?
Oh, I've been helping the whole time. Oh, you see what happens?
I caught it, Daniel.
You see what happens?
Well, it's sort of slippery.
Yeah. Try it once more.
Oh, it's in the clock. Can you get it, Lady Elaine?
Yep. Here, dear.
Oh.
Here, dear. Okay. Well, I'm sorry I can't stick around here all day. I mean, keep your chin up, Tiger, and if at first you don't succeed, stay as sweet as you are. See, everybody. Toot, toot.
Toot, toot. If at first you don't succeed, stay as sweet as you are.
Toot, toot, Lady Elaine.
Aw, Daniel. Daniel, I'll help you. I will. I'll pick up the ping pong balls.
Never mind.
If you drop any more.
See?
Daniel.
Yeah?
Try once more. I can't get it, Daniel. Oh!
See?
I can't get it.
Well...
Daniel, it's impossible. I don't know how you worked with it at all. I couldn't catch it. It's way deep in the clock.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I think I see it. Oh, it's so slippery, Daniel. I couldn't get it at all.
You mean you had trouble with it, too?
Oh, yes. Why don't we ask Gary and Barry whether this is the right kind of ball for you to be practicing with?
Okay.
Okay. Wait for me, Daniel. Gary and Barry?
She seemed to have trouble with holding it, too. Yeah.
Daniel was practicing with this ping pong ball. Do you have any other kinds of balls that he could practice with?
Well, ping pong ball is just about the hardest ball of all to handle.
It is?
See, Daniel?
Oh. Here, Daniel, try this one.
Oh, thanks. Oh, that's really easy to hold.
Can you grab onto it?
Yeah,
try throwing it.
There you go. That's
really good, Daniel.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, try again.
Okay. There you go.
Oh, that's better, Daniel.
See?
Oh, beautiful. Let's get a game going.
Oh, let's get one. Okay.
There's
a game there. Oh, great. Oh, I can see I need some practice.
At least you're practicing something that's possible.
Oh, do you hear what he said?
Practicing something that's possible.
Yeah. Here, Daniel.
That's an improvement, Daniel.
I'll send it to you.
Thank you. Good catch.
Boy, I'm glad I have friends who will help me.
Oh, that's what friends are for, Daniel.
Oh, thanks a pile there.
I can remember times when I was a boy and tried to do things that were much too hard for me. Did you ever?
Well, when we first started playing basketball, we couldn't even throw the basketball as high as the hoop.
Oh, because you were a little boy, of course.
Yes, sir.
And try to get a heavy thing like that up into a hoop, that'd be hard.
Well, I got so frustrated at times that I even cried.
Yeah, I can imagine that you would. Well, what did you do about it?
Well, Dad got us a lighter ball so we could throw it as high as the basket.
A great idea. So I bet that helped.
Yeah. So we have to get going to practice, Mr. Rogers.
You're off to your basketball practice now, huh?
It was a pleasure being here.
We were really glad to meet you, Barry.
Nice to be on the show.
Gary, thank you very much for coming.
So long, Mr. Rogers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We'll come and see you playing again.
Okay.
Bye. Two tall teammates, and twins they are.
Yep.
Boy, they practice a lot with their basketballs. Here's one I didn't show you. It's a ping pong ball. Daniel was... It feels very smooth. If you ever have a chance, feel the different kinds of playing balls and see how they feel. You know what kind that is? People practice golf with that. There's a wiffle ball. There's little holes in it. You use a ball bat like... I think that's my back door. Let's check. Oh, I'll feed you in just a minute, Fish. Oh, it's Betty Aberlin. Welcome, Betty.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, come in.
Thanks. I wonder if you could help me.
I'd like to try.
I have been having the most frustrating time. I'm trying to make up a game.
Yes?
And first I got a piece of cardboard and I put holes in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought that I could do this. Just kind of draw a line that would link the holes. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been having the hardest time. See, and I thought that you could...
Put a marble in it?
We'll start and try and make the marble... Go. Oh, it's so frustrating. I can't. By accident. I mean, the idea was sort of to start here. It's working a little better in your house. And then go. Oh, see what I mean? Maybe if I put these down, we could try it together.
Sure.
Start here.
It might be fun.
And then, oop!
They are very slippery.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have something you might be able to add to it. Look. This is a paper cup.
Yeah.
Just try rolling it into the paper cup, the marble.
Oh, that's nice.
See? You remember the paper? See? It's right in there.
That's a good idea. Maybe I can kind of add it to the game, you know?
Could try. And if you want to... I'll give you this cup. You could take the bottom out and then watch it go out the other side. See?
Oh, grand. Huh? Got it.
Well, I feel better about that. Thanks awfully. I'll just go and work on it some more. I think maybe it would be better with the cup some way.
Try it.
Thanks. I was frustrated when I came, and I'm hopeful as I leave.
Good. Thank you for coming. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. There's Betty with a frustrating game. Yeah. Here, for the fish. Do you know what frustrating means? Well, it means wanting to do something very much and just doesn't work out. Or wanting to have something very much and you just can't have it. Yeah. I asked Jamie one day what he thought frustrating meant. And he said, you know, it's how you feel when you've tried and failed. That was a mighty good definition of frustrating. Yep. Put these balls back in the basket here. Wonder if there is any other ball that isn't round except the football. Lots of things to wonder about in the world, aren't there? Well, we'll have more time to do some more wondering and some more doing tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. One, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You know how I always say to you, you've made it a special day by just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you. It's the same way even for twins. Yeah, and we met some mighty fine twins today, didn't we? And they were different too. Everybody's different. And everybody's special. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.